Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and today we're going to be talking about men's health with family practice physician, Dr. Caleb Gloy. Before we do, as usual, I have a couple of announcements I'd like to share. First, we are very excited to welcome new general surgeons, Dr. Tim Mayfield, Dr. Casey Joe, and Dr. Dapka Bakam. Dr. Mayfield got his medical degree from the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri, and also completed a fellowship in advanced laparoscopic surgery from Shawnee Mission, Kansas. He moved back to West Des Moines to be closer to family and is a very well-known, trusted surgeon in central Iowa, serving the Des Moines metro and surrounding communities. Dr. Casey Joe got her medical degree from the American University of the Caribbean School of Medicine. She then completed a residency at Bronx Care Health System in New York. Dr. Joe's extensive training and background, coupled with her dedication to patient care, make her a valuable and trusted partner to patients. Dr. Bakam received his medical degree from the University of Iowa College of Medicine and completed his residency at Marshfield Clinic and St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Dr. Bakam has over 20 years of experience serving the Des Moines metro and rural areas. He has expertise in performing colonoscopy and endoscopy. We are now taking appointments for all three general surgeons here in Webster City. You can call 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment today. And then we have exciting news. I've been promoting our 9th annual Foundation Golf Outing coming up on Friday, September 27th, out at Briggswoods Golf Course. And I'm very pleased to share that we have an added component with the golf outing. We are going to be offering music on the patio with Chris Carr from 5 to 7 following the golf outing. Our entertainment sponsor is Black Hills Energy. I want to give them a huge thank you for sponsoring Chris Carr. And this is new to the golf outing. So even if you aren't a golfer, come out and join us. It's free. It's going to be a delightful evening. Again, Chris Carr on the patio, free music from 5 to 7 following the golf outing. I do want to mention we have openings available for our golf outing. Couple places for some teams to get entered yet. We also have hole sponsorships available. It's going to be a four-person best shot on Friday, September 27th, beginning at 12 o'clock noon. All the information can be found on our website. Go to vandeestmc.org for more information. And with that, I think we're going to get started into our program. Doctors aren't just there to treat you when you're sick. They're also there to help prevent you from getting sick in the first place. We also know that men are far less likely to visit the doctor than women. Why is that? It could be for several different reasons, but that's why it's important to be talking about men's health and really discussing the importance for men to see their physicians on a regular basis. Joining us for today's topic of men's health, again, is family practice physician, Dr. Caleb Gloy. Good morning to you, Dr. Gloy.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show today. Let's start right in with men's health and talk about what are some healthy aging tips for men as they age?
Well, you may not be able to stop time from marching on, but by making a few changes, you can stay healthy as you age. Being able to live the life you want as you get older is worth the effort. So start out by trying to control what you can. Many things influence healthy aging. Some, such as genetics, are beyond your control, but others like exercise, healthy diet, and getting enough sleep, going to the doctor regularly, and taking care of your mental health are within your control. We know that we should exercise, sleep enough, eat right, and go to the doctor. But knowing we should and doing it are two different things. But if you want to stay healthy and strong enough to live your best life at any age, doing those is vitals. And it's never too soon or too late to start forming healthy habits. So make good habits now. A recent study found that sticking with certain healthy habits can add over 10 years to your life and help you avoid serious illness like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. The study found that these five habits had the most impact. Eat a healthy diet with more vegetables, fruits, nuts, whole grains, and healthy fats. Limit or avoid red and processed meat, sugary drinks, trans fats, and too much salt. Aim for a physical activity level at least 30 minutes a day of moderate effort, like brisk walking, and maintain a healthy weight. Don't smoke, and limit your alcohol intake. Getting a yearly physical exam is another important part of staying healthy for life. Seeing your doctor each year means that you can get a physical exam, have your health statistics and medicines tracked, get any vaccines you need to protect you from illness, and you'll have recommended screenings to help catch any problems early when they can be more successfully treated. And if you're over 50, is that really over the hill? No, the earlier you start making an effort to stay healthy, the better. But you can enjoy the benefits of those same habits no matter how old you are. Men over 50 can be just as healthy, fit, and active as younger guys. It may take a little more effort, but eating right, exercising regularly, and getting your routine health screenings can help keep you going strong. These habits can cut the risk of many health problems that are more common in older men, like heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. And getting enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours each night, also helps you stay healthy. And for men over 50, exercise is more important than ever. Physical activity is the best way for men over 50 to improve their heart health, muscle strength, flexibility, and balance. It can also help cut the risk of some health problems like dementia. Two types of exercise would be aerobic or cardiac exercise to get the heart pumping and use large muscle groups. There's many benefits for this in men over 50, including better sleep, mobility, flexibility, and brain function. The aerobic exercises would include things like swimming, biking, hiking, or walking. Strength or resistance is the other type of exercise, and that can help build muscle. In addition to more muscle, the benefits include stronger bones, better balance, more joint flexibility, and better weight management. It's especially important as you get older because it helps fight the decreasing bone density and muscle mass that happens as we age. Examples of strength training include working out with free weights or on machines, using bands, doing bodyweight exercises, and gardening activities like digging and shoveling. And keep in mind that injuries happen more easily when you're older, so even if you're already active, a break of a few weeks can mean starting over. If you're just starting out or starting over, go slow with exercise and build up over time to avoid injuries. You can't do anything about getting older, but some choices you make now can help control how you feel in the future.
Excellent information. A lot was shared there, Dr. Gloy. Thank you. Let's now go into some common health concerns for men. And I'm sure you see all ages, but maybe talk about what are some of the most common and what to touch upon and share with our listeners today.
I'll start with an overall bird's eye view and then go into a decade by decade specifics.
Perfect.
So what if you could do one quick thing to improve your health? By staying healthy and feeling good about taking care of yourself, this can be as easy as making just one call. Just schedule a yearly exam with your doctor. CDC says two of the top causes of death in men are heart disease and cancer. And regular doctor visits and recommended screenings can help you protect you against those risks. Screenings help catch problems early when they could be more successfully treated. So we want everyone to learn about the screenings that they may need at different ages. Men tend to pay less attention to their health and visit the doctor less often than women. Many of the major health risks men face could be prevented with a healthy lifestyle and regular checkups. So starting with heart health, without a regular exam, you miss out on vital tests like blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. Those tests can help protect your heart. Cancer screenings. The cancers that most often affect men would be skin cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, and lung cancers. Doing what you can to prevent them or find them early when they're easier to treat can help you lead a longer, healthier life. Skin cancer is the most common kind of cancer. Basal and squamous cell cancers are common and are often easily treatable. Melanoma is a more dangerous type of skin cancer that's likely to grow and spread, and successful treatment is more likely if skin cancer is caught early. Protect your skin and keep an eye on any changes. Your annual physical exam is a good time to report any new skin spots or changes in moles that concern you. Prostate cancer is the most common non-skin cancer in American men. But when to get screened isn't an easy decision. If you're between 55 and 70 years old, talk to your doctor during your annual physical about what prostate cancer screening choice would be right for you. And colon cancer. Cancers of the colon and rectum are called colorectal cancer. Most start as a growth or a polyp in the colon. Some change over time into cancer, but not all polyps become cancer. Screening can catch this early when it's most easily treated. In fact, screening may even prevent colon cancer because it can find polyps before they're cancerous. Screening is recommended if you're between 45 and 75 years old. Talk to your doctor about how often to get screened during your annual physical. And lung cancer is a leading cause of cancer death in men. Smoking causes most lung cancers, but non-smokers can also develop it. Lung cancer screening can have risks, so lung cancer screening is recommended only for adults who are at high risk of developing the disease because of their smoking history and their age. If you smoke now or used to smoke and are over 50 years old, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. And prevention. Screening is important, but prevention is even better. To lower your risk for heart disease and all kinds of cancer and other health issues, keep your blood pressure, cholesterol, and sugars at healthy levels. Avoid all tobacco products. Keep a healthy weight. Eat healthy foods with fruits and vegetables, lean protein, whole grains, and healthy fats. Keep moving with regular exercise. Learn techniques to manage stress. Avoid or limit alcohol. Take steps to protect your skin, get enough good quality sleep, and learn your family health history, and get regular checkups. Making that one call to cover your health care that matters most all at once. It doesn't take much time or effort, but the payoff can be big.
Let's dive right into some of the more specific recommendations you have to share.
So into a more complete guide for all ages, so healthy aging for men. There are things that men can do to take care of their health no matter what age milestone they've reached, whether that's finding a way to become more motivated or quitting the bad habit that's been struggling to let go. Men deserve to make their health a priority. Why is healthy aging so important? Healthy aging isn't necessarily about maximizing your life expectancy. Instead, the World Health Organization sees healthy aging as a process of developing and maintaining the functional ability that enables well-being in older age. By having good functional ability means you're capable more as a person with a good quality of life, including a life that meets your basic needs and allows you to learn and grow and make decisions, allows you to be mobile, allows you to build and maintain relationships, and allows you to contribute to society. So the general tips for all ages still include: prioritize your sleep, cut out bad habits, and get moving with more exercise. Most experts agree that you're never too old to do some form of physical activity. Age-appropriate mix of aerobics, muscle training, and stretching are indicated. Men in their 20s, the young adult men. This is an opportunity to live life to the fullest and can also impact your short and long-term health. You can still have fun, but it's never too early to take good care of your future self. The best health tips for the 20s: don't think you're invincible. A study found that males in their 20s who had significantly healthy lifestyles and regularly exercised and had healthy diets massively lowered their risk of heart disease in later life. Number 2, cut down on the alcohol. This is a life-preserving choice that can reduce the long-term risk of developing serious illnesses such as cancer and liver and heart disease. In your 20s, what medical issues should you look out for? Testicular cancer, particularly prevalent in younger men. It's the most common type of cancer among men 15 to 49 years old. Thankfully, it's also one of the most treatable cancers, with over 98% survival for 5 years or longer after diagnosis. Diabetes. Unhealthy and overweight young men will find that their bad habits can cause the onset of diabetes, and some of the biggest signs to look for would include excessive thirst, excessive urination, blurry vision, and overwhelming tiredness. And skin cancers, such as actinic keratosis, which is a type of precancer, is common in young men, although not as dangerous and more aggressive, such as melanoma. But young men should pay attention to moles and spots that seem to change. Men in their 30s, the adult men. The most noticeable changes there are that the body might take longer to heal and likely may need a little more work in the gym to lose weight as well. The best health tips for men in the 30s include to manage your stress levels. It's time to pay attention to your stress levels, and one of the ways of doing this is to put mindful relaxation into a daily stress management routine. Of small things that matter, like practicing breathing exercises and learning yoga, which can enhance your peace of mind and just make time to relax and rest after a busy day. Number two, focus on resistance strength training in their 30s. Studies have found that by the time men reach 30 years old, most men will start to lose 3-5% of muscle mass per decade. In medical terms, that is called sarcopenia. And although it's a natural part of male aging, a lot of men may find it difficult to accept, especially dedicated gym goers who now find that they have to work even harder. It is suggested that focusing on slow form strength training, including slower tempo movements that are safer for the joints but still allow you to have a high intensity. Men should also watch their testosterone levels. According to Mayo Clinic, testosterone levels typically peak in adolescence and decline about 1% per year after age 30 years old. Although the average testosterone levels will differ with each individual, it's still important to watch out for the signs of rapidly declining or low testosterone. And some of the common symptoms of a low testosterone would include brain fog, decreased libido, disturbed sleep, breast enlargement, erectile dysfunction, persistent fatigue, rapid hair loss, and muscle mass decrease and body fat increase. Major medical issues to look out for in the 30-year-old male population would include infertility, as infertility rates increase significantly with age. Sperm quality and quantity levels are most likely to decrease once a man reaches the mid-30s. Heart disease is another area of concern. The heart is the most vital muscle in the body, and with metabolism slowing down by 10% each decade, the probability of putting on excess weight increases in the 30s. The weight gain will start to increase cholesterol levels and put unwanted strain on the heart. So to increase metabolism, keep blood pressures to a minimum, and prevent the onset of heart disease by eating well, have regular exercise routine, and stay hydrated. Now into the fourth decade, the middle-aged men. At this age, it's starting to get more serious about cutting out bad habits. The best health tips for your 40s include watching your waistline. Heart disease is the top killer of men between 45 and 54 years old. You'll have a better chance of staying healthy if you go into your 40s with the motivation to stay fit and keep the waistline trim. To do so, you should essentially try to eat yourself healthy by sustaining a balanced diet that swaps out any high fat and high sugar foods for more nutrition-packed and fiber-rich food and vegetables. It's really as simple as that. Men require at least 30 grams of fiber each day, but the average man eats just about 18 grams. So up your fiber levels with good foods like broccoli, whole grain cereal, and beans, and don't forget to continue your resistance strength training. Don't skip the doctor. What medical issues should you look out for in your 40s? Depression, increased blood pressure, and prostate cancer should all be evaluated. Now, men in their 50s and beyond, the mature men. Just because you're now considered mature, that doesn't mean you can't be as fit and healthy as a man who's half your age, who might be put off by the fact that you have to work twice as hard. The best health tips for your 50s and beyond would be to drink more water, focus on the right kinds of exercise that center around mobility, flexibility, and well-being. Focus on light cardiac activities such as swimming or walking, and continue your resistance strength training to minimize the natural muscle loss. Take time to stretch, improve flexibility, and strengthen the core abdominal muscles is also important for staying supple and mobile. Exercise should become part of every man's retirement plan. Keep your brain active too. Cognitive games and puzzles can help you remain sharp and attentive by exercising your thinking skills. What are some of the medical issues that men in their 50s and older should look out for? One would be arthritis, another would be respiratory problems, or colon cancer. Along with prostate exams, colon cancer screenings can also potentially help save a life once you've reached 45 to 50 years old. Men often fear colon cancer screenings because of discomfort, but shame and embarrassment should always be cast aside. Some of the following symptoms that might be noticed of someone who could have colon cancer would include blood in the stool, abdominal pain, or discomfort in the abdomen such as bloating, or a continuous change in bowel habits such as loose stools or going more often. those would be very important screening and tips for the aging man.
Excellent. I love that you took us through kind of men's health through the decades. So really to establish a baseline for any man would be important to schedule an annual physical. What would someone expect if they were to schedule their annual physical with you, Dr. Gloy?
So the men that would come in that are 19 years old and older, we would expect that when they arrive, they would have their weight evaluated, their body mass index evaluated, their blood pressure, their cholesterol levels most certainly between 40 and 75 years old. Colon cancer screening beginning at age 45 years old would be reviewed. Diabetes screening, those with high blood pressure would even have screening for diabetes. Anyone at any age who's overweight or has cardiovascular risk factors would also be screened. Hepatitis C is a blood illness that should be screened for on any man once between age 19 and 79. And some men with increased risk factors may be screened for HIV. Also at a physical, immunizations or vaccines would be updated. And specific recommendations for older men would include prostate cancer screening, a screening for abdominal aortic aneurysm, if you're ever a smoker and you're between 65 and 75 years old, and also behavioral counseling for any high-risk conditions.
Excellent. To all the men out there, make your health a priority. It's as easy as starting by scheduling that annual physical today. Dr. Gloy sees men of all ages, men and women of all ages. You can call Vandy's Family Health Clinic here in Webster City to schedule an appointment, 515-832-7800. Dr. Gloy, thank you for being a guest on the program today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Great information covered. That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Vandy's Medical Center, where our focus is you.